A letter from Lieutenant William R. Benesch, Navigator, 849th Bomb Squadron, 490th Bomb Group, to his wife, May 8, 1945. In the following letter, Benesch describes flying on three Operation Chowhound missions, which were mercy flights to drop food to help alleviate the ongoing Dutch famine. Then, he received a pass to go to London. Benesch was in Piccadilly Circus on May 7th and describes the celebrations beginning in the city. He returned back to his base the following day and saw servicemen getting drunk and shooting off flare guns to celebrate the end of the war in Europe. Benesch writes, "My dearest wife, hello, my dearest always. I love you, honey. I've always loved you and always will. This is the first letter that I've written to you since May 2nd. I've never missed a day until now. I'll tell you how it happened. First of all, I flew three Chow missions in a row and then was sent on a leave to London. I spent the 4th, 5th, 6th, and part of the 7th in London. I'll enclose a newspaper clipping taken on one of the missions that I led. I'll also enclose a few pictures in an extra letter today. I saw many of much noted famous places in London on my stay there. I saw the Buckingham Palace, Number 10 Downing Street, and many other famous places. I was in London the morning of the 7th when everyone in town was in Piccadilly Circus waving a flag. It was the largest crowd that I've seen in a very long time. I took a few pictures of all the flags and people there. I also bought some clothes and things that I needed while I was there. I'm now a poor man for the rest of the month. The one good thing about being away for a few days is that when you get back, you are pretty sure of having some mail. I have about 9 letters from my darling that I'll answer soon. When I arrived at Piccadilly, I found nearly everyone drunk and happy. Everyone was shooting flares all over the place. Windows were broken, a few guys were burned, and the CEO was a ringleader. I haven't touched a drop, and I don't intend to do so. I'm sorry about the lapse that has occurred, honey. I try my darndest to do the best for you. All I ever think about is you, and what I can do to keep you thinking about me. The weather here has also finally turned fairly warm. It will surely turn cold in a short while. This warm weather never stays here long. Maybe with a lot of luck, I'll be back in time to get a nice amount of swimming with my honey. I sure hope so. You never can tell what will happen here in a few days or weeks. It's getting late again, honey, so I'll say sweet dreams over again. I could go on forever telling you how much that I love you. I love you, honey, so very, very much. All I do is dream of being with you always. Bill. P.S. I love you very deeply."